Well, the story on energy now. We know the U.S. is getting less electricity from coal, consumption down almost 32% from a decade ago, coal losing out to cheap natural gas and the growing market for renewable energy. But in Wyoming, a new coal mine may be opening up, and the company behind it has a plan to use the coal for something other than electricity. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
On a clear, sunny day, Jeff Barron drives over a copper-colored hill in the Powder River Basin near Sheridan in northeast Wyoming.
And our permit, basically, from right about... So here, we're now officially on the Brook Mine.
Barron is the permit manager for Ramaco Resources, which owns the land for the proposed Brook Mine. He parks, hops out of his car, and walks into the edge of a large open field. Cows are grazing in the distance. He says the new operation would start right here.
It will mine out coal some 2,000 feet that way and 2,000 feet that way.
For every other coal mine in the Powder River Basin, the mine is where the business starts and ends, selling coal for electricity. But the proposed mine would be something different.
It's a changing of the guard as far as what happens in Wyoming and its coal.
Randy Atkins is sorting through a box of old coal company signs in his Sheridan office. He's the CEO and president of Ramaco.
Sheridan Monarch Coal, Kearney Coal.
These companies used to be the leaders in the Powder River Basin during the early 20th century. Back then, they sold their coal for power generation. When Atkins bought the land for the proposed Brook Mine in 2011, that was his plan too. But the market for coal has been in decline. Between 2014 and 2016, production dropped 24% in this region. A few years ago, several coal companies in Wyoming went into bankruptcy, so he thought maybe there was a way to mine coal and sell it for something other than electricity.
So the light bulb goes off. Let's figure a way to do a coal to a product.
Much like oil can be made into things like shoes, plastic, and makeup, Atkins hopes he can find a way to do the same with coal.
Chemicals, different types of carbon fibers, graphenes, various electronic things, insulations.
When oil became the raw material, something called feedstock for new products in the early 1900s, its value went up. Atkins is hoping new uses for coal will have the same effect. The problem is that the technology needed to make coal into a feedstock is expensive. Plus, there's little demand right now for this kind of carbon product. That's Ramaco's Brook Mine wants to change.
So if only 14% of the weight of U.S. autos, and that's body and parts, were derived from carbon fiber made from coal, that would be over 100 million tons of coal translated into making that carbon fiber.
Ramaco is not the first or only group to think about coal as feedstock. The University of Utah is planning a $1.6 million research facility to learn about what products could be made with coal-based carbon fiber. In Wyoming, a nonprofit is building a research complex devoted to learning about developing coal-based products. That could be up and running in just 2 years. The Japanese car company Mitsubishi is also looking to expand its coal-based carbon fiber business. But some experts say Ramaco is actually behind the curve. The company is still in their permitting phase and a long way from breaking ground. And even if coal feedstock does take off, it could never replace the amount of coal used for power generation. Energy economist Rob Godbee at the University of Wyoming says Ramaco's plan is far from a guaranteed success. But
what we do know is that if you don't try to make those investments or take those risks, nothing will change. Periodically, a long shot wins. And when they do, a whole bunch of people wish they'd made that bet.
If Ramaco's long shot does pay off, Godbee says other coal companies across the country could see a boost in demand. Plus, a new kind of carbon material might attract entrepreneurs to set up new businesses in coal-rich states like Wyoming.
Some people are hoping that this is the beginning of a new sector development, a carbon valley.
A recommendation on whether or not Ramaco's Brook Mine should receive a permit is scheduled for tomorrow. If it's approved, the company is hoping to get the mine up and running in the next 3 to 5 years. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.